Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA got a big federal lifeline to shore up its finances amid the coronavirus pandemic. But long-term challenges loom, including one that's largely out of the public eye, the pension fund for T workers. Every year, the fund pays out millions more in benefits to retirees than it takes in, and taxpayers are covering the growing gap. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
It's been 3 years since Governor Baker urged the $1.5 billion T pension fund to start moving its assets into the much larger state pension fund, where long-term investment returns are higher and fees are lower. Baker also appointed three new directors to the pension board to ensure oversight and transparency. But the T pension board has moved less than 1% of its money into the state fund so far, and its meetings still are not open to the public, so we don't get to hear why.
Here is a pension fund which has underperformed for over a decade, and yet it still doesn't want to change its behavior.
That's Mark Williams, a professor at Boston University who's examined the T's finances.
It wants to continue to keep everything private and keep people out and stiff-arm anyone that's saying that they really need to change and take care of their beneficiaries.
The pension fund has a history of poor investments. It lost millions of dollars on hedge funds in 2013, but didn't disclose them to the public. The pension, long-term, owes its retirees $3 billion, twice as much money as it has on hand today. To understand the fund's challenges, I've tried to go to a number of their monthly board meetings, but was sent away each time. Executives of the fund also declined to be interviewed.
I believe it would be in the best interest of the people of Massachusetts, the T workers, the T retirees, and the public at large to see the meetings open.
That's former state treasurer Steve Grossman. He served on the T's pension board until last year. He says some positive changes have happened, but more money should be moved to the state fund, and pension meetings should be fully transparent.
My kind of shorthand is, what do you got to hide? There's nothing there to hide.
It's unclear how the pension fund will fix its shortfall, and retirees and taxpayers may be the last to know. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.